Who would win in a fight? The wise men or the shepherds?
I think it would be the shepherds because they have control over the sheep and they can just send sheep onto the wise men.
Really? Whether wise sheep?
No, but wise men have the camera.
This is the Knight family playing a new card game called Table Talk for Christmas. Just like it says on the box, it's designed to provoke family conversation about some serious and some not so serious themes.
You know, wise men are wise, that's why they're called wise men. But shepherds do fight wolves.
Christian Lucy Moore is one of the creators of the game.
All the questions can be answered by absolutely anybody. You don't need any religious faith at all of any sort to answer them. A lot of the questions are about the meaning of life and fun stuff around Christmas, not just the Christian story.
It doesn't quite sound like a game in the strict sense of the word.
A conversational game might get people talking, but if no one wins or loses, what's the point? David Parlett is a games inventor and historian.
It's more an opportunity for discussion and sharing, which is fine. There aren't any hard and fast boundaries between games and related activities like puzzles, competitions and so on.
I'm Jan, I'm the manager of the CLC bookshop.
Let's go and have a look at some of these board games. Just talk us through a few of these that we've got up here.
Well, we have a children's Bible trivia because all kids love putting their hand up and saying they know the answer to something. Then we have the VeggieTales, which are very popular. They're kind of vegetables that sing and do all kinds of activities, but a lot of them are based on Bible stories or even just how to live in the right way.
So in the last 10 years, I mean, when you first started, were there board games and card games, or is this something that's more of a modern invention?
Well, there have always been some card games, but I think there are more now than there were. I think it's just good to have games that families can play, but good, clean fun where they can just enjoy and it's not all about winning money or doing anything. It's just having fun together.
Would you play a Christian-themed, Bible-themed board game?
Yes, I think so. I haven't played board games for many years.
Yeah, my family really love board games and we've always played board games. Favourite games would probably have to be things like Monopoly, Uno, family games.
Do you think there is a market for Christian and biblical theme games?
Yes, definitely. I just think that we need to try and get as many people as we possibly can playing them.
I'm Dr. Carlton Reeve. I'm a senior lecturer in game design and development at the University of Bradford. Sometimes the subject matter can feel a bit shoehorned into the play, and that can make the game sometimes quite uncomfortable. I've done a lot of work with educational games, and sometimes so-called educational games are neither educational nor a game because they're simply not fun. But I think most topics translate very well into some sort of playable activity.
What about faith? Do you include faith in that?
I think the purpose of this particular game is to encourage people to talk. And the subject that they're talking about really doesn't matter. It's the way that the game encourages people to share their thinking and to swap ideas. It's about getting to know people better.
Santa comes into the story.
How does Santa come into a Christmas story?
Meanwhile, back at the Knights, the game is wrapping up.
We do play quite a lot of games as a family, but we are very competitive. In fact, our favourite game is Monopoly, that Mummy doesn't like playing because she can't quite deal with the stress and the competitiveness. So actually, I like the game because actually everyone's been taking part and we haven't yet had a fallout as to who's winning or not.
I can imagine. Can you imagine Grandpa joining in with this? He'd really like this, wouldn't he?
What do you think, Danny? Do you think it's a good game?
Yes, the only downfall is that you don't have a winner, therefore you keep on playing and playing and playing until you get...
Until it's Christmas and we
until
open presents.
Until it's Christmas and you get to open your presents.
And then you have to play it all over again.
And then you have to play it all over again, so I think it's a good idea, but for me, you need a winner.